Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, I'm calling about the stuff that's playing, let's see, between 2 and 2:30 this afternoon. It's total crap, okay? It's paranoid garbage, and it just doesn't belong there. It might be good, Sunday morning. I don't know. It's just awful. Yeah, just don't play that shit anymore, please.
Achieving listener satisfaction since 1999. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Testing.
I had a dream.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM. The Dave Barber Cinematheque, from cult classics to documentaries, from experimental surrealism to captivating realism, you can find a seat and some popcorn at 100 Arthur Street. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
What do you think of that one?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. And, you know, big themes within Camp Damascus is that the parents really become the children's first bullies, paying over $500,000, sending these children to a conversion camp that has a 100% success rate.
Oh, yeah.
So it really, a big theme in it is just the relentless bullying from the parents.
Oh, that's terrible. Like, I feel like that's such a real theme. And like, as soon as you said that, I had an idea for a follow-up song to Idols, Model Village. I actually, Rise Against, September's Children, I think that would be a perfect one. The song's actually called Make It Stop, and in brackets, September's Children, about bullying of a queer youth. And I think that Make It Stop would be a really good follow-up to that, and bringing it a little bit more serious and talking about how serious the conversion camps are, or in, you know, used to be, now that they're finally outlawed in a lot of places. So let's follow that up with Rise Against.
Let's do it.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Fellowship of Fables is a queer fantasy book club starting at Willow Press on Wednesday, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. It'll be a fun and relaxed discussion of Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry, which is our next book that I am getting Megan to match the vibe on.
Okay, I feel like I could match the vibe on that. But first of all, you're talking about this next book club. This is another one of your book clubs, right? Like, this is the second one?
Yeah, so this is the second one. So Fellowship of Fables currently runs two book clubs, which is Dark and Stormy Nights, and then there's Fellowship of Fables at Willow Press. So if you're curious about wanting to sign up or come to those, you can visit me on Instagram at Chance Reads Fantasy, where I can give you all the information, and the sign up is in my bio.
Perfect.
All right, let's talk themes of Legends and Lattes, because okay, it really has this cult following. So Travis Baldry is a really interesting person. Mm-hmm. He started off as like a video game designer and then started doing audiobooks. And he has a fantastic voice. He does great character work. Alongside that, his children started growing up, and mm-hmm, he realized that he really wanted to like get into writing seriously. So he produced this self-published book called Legends and Lattes, and it really blew up the cozy fantasy genre. So really, Legends and Lattes themes are like stepping into the next phase of your life. An ex-mercenary leaves the game to open up a fantastical coffee shop in a small town. Now, we've talked a bit about Viv, the main character.
Yeah, you've drawn a lot of comparisons between me and Viv. Viv being this like, you know, absolute like warrior woman. She's orc or half orc.
She's a half orc. Yeah.
Half orc. So Viv's a half orc, just like a brutal warrior and just like tired of being this like violent, aggressive person and doing it as a career and like toning things down and like really taking the back seat and just like opening up a cafe.
Well,
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's, I think, in her mid-40s. She's got back pain, she's got knee pain. Like, we can't be warriors forever, you know?
That's relatable. More comparisons.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the themes of Legends and Lattes because it really catapulted cozy fantasy into the mainstream. A really big theme that I loved about the book was that you're worthy of love, and it does have this warm, cozy feeling. There isn't a ton mm-hmm. of conflict within the book, so I was really interested to see how you the absolute master of queer punk music was going to match the vibe on Legends and Lattes.
Okay, well, I've actually got a couple of songs for that one. This band Eris is actually a new band that I've started following in the last couple of weeks, actually. I've been like doing a lot of searching and expanding my volume so I can see more and more stuff. And this band came up the other day, and I'm like, damn, this is like, this would be perfect for the show. The band is called Eris, and the song is called Cottagecore.
Stop. It's not.
It is. Absolutely. I'm going to put that on right now.
One thing I really enjoyed about Legends and Lattes was when Viv moves to Thune, she's really misunderstood. So she is this statuesque warrior who's been working as a mercenary for her entire life. So when she moves into this small town, that's really all anybody sees her as.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard theme. I mean, I could draw a lot of comparisons with that that same theme as like people who come out later in life, and a lot of that residual masculinity or that perception of masculinity that you carry with you. That just, I don't know. I feel like it kind of interrupts a lot of situations.
Yeah, I mean, it would be incredibly tough to be labeled something your entire life and then be spending what's a short amount of time in the book deconstructing that and really feeling worthy of love and compassion and care, because you've lived your entire life as a warrior and as a gun for hire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I think that the ideas, like the comparisons between like masculinity and assertiveness, aggressiveness, or violence are really like easy comparisons to draw. And I think that in the character Viv, I think a lot of those comparisons get drawn as Viv was a mercenary. And I think the theme of that perceived masculinity is something that really gets deconstructed within the book. I've got the perfect... like the perfect song for this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to do Spook School, and the song is literally called Burn Masculinity. It's so good. I got this right here.
And I'll never be as strong as my mother. Maybe it's just not on the male side. And I'll never be as sensitive as my brother. It's not within me. So I should burn, 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 burn.
You're listening to Meg Punk on CKOW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. So Chance, mm-hmm. You are a self-proclaimed hardcore book nerd.
Oh, I am.
That's really fun. I love to hear that. I love hearing about people's special interests and things that they're really passionate about. And you are an avid fantasy reader.
I am.
So how many books have you read this year so far?
I've read about 37 books at this point.
I don't think I've even read 37 books in my entire lifetime. Like, come on.
Anything is possible when you're an introvert.
That's awesome. So you've obviously, and that's like from January to now. Now, that doesn't count. Last year, the year before that, your whole entire life up to that. Out of all these books that you've read, what would you say is your like all-time favorite book?
Oh my gosh, that's a really complicated question. But if we're talking about really immersive high fantasy, it has to be the Ending Fire trilogy by Sarah Ellerifi. Now, this is a trilogy that is going to be finished this year, but the first two books, there's The Final Strife and then The Battle Drum. So really, it's about a kingdom that's completely isolated, that's based in this blood case system, where these three women, a failed rebel, a spoiled princess, and a slave, will bring it to its knees. So it's caught these really amazing themes of rebellion, fighting oppression. It's based in African and Arabic folklore, and it really does focus on a lot of really relevant themes of injustice.
Okay, that's really interesting, because like, this is like a segue to metal. Yeah. To me, this is like an absolute segue to metal, and like not just metal, but like we could probably dig something else up for that. But these themes that you're coming up with really give me a lot of like fantasy, like heavy metal vibes.
It's such a unique book, and especially using things like blood magic and having all of these incredible side plots that really start to converge within book two. I cannot wait for the third book. It comes out on September 10th. I'm going to be camping out like it's Black Friday for it.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that definitely speaks volumes to your interest level and your level of enthusiasm to it. And like these stories, when they're told so well, it's really captivating, and I can see how you get drawn into that. I get a lot of that with music. I have albums that like they come up and I hear that they're coming out soon, and I'm just like, I'm parked out waiting for that so hard. I think that given the themes that we've got in the book, I'm going to go with Otep.
Okay.
Otep is fronted by a bisexual woman who it's like a little bit more nu metal, which isn't necessarily like my total vibe, but still with that representation, that like queer representation in music. Otep, we're going to play Rise, Rebel, Resist, because that's just like... those themes going with what you've got in the book, I feel like that's going to match up so good.
That's going to be such a marriage of that book and that theme.
Perfect. Let's throw that on.
Red is the blood of the elite, of magic, of control. Blue is the blood of the poor, of workers, of the resistance. Clear is the blood of the slaves, of the crushed, of the invisible. Hassa moves through the world unseen by the upper classes, so she knows what it means to be invisible, having her tongue taken by her masters upon birth. But invisibility has its uses. It can hide the most dangerous of secrets, secrets that can reignite a revolution. And when she joins forces with our other protagonists, Syla and Anur, together these grains of sand will become the storm.
That's amazing. You're talking about the character Rasa?
Hassa.
Hassa. You're talking about the character Hassa. The character is a tongueless trans slave.
Yes.
Yeah, I absolutely have a song for that. Like this one, I'm shouting this one out straight up for Hassa, the trans slave who's broken away from slavery and is Kill Your Masters.
Let's hear her new theme song.
This is Kill Your Masters by the Muslims.
In the fantasy world is like the books feel like they're like 700 to 800 pages and people are like, I can't read that much.
I can relate to that sentiment because I see some of the books that you're reading and I'm like, kind of mind-blowing to me sometimes because like you're holding these books that are like, they look like about 6 textbooks stacked together sometimes. I can't even believe the size of the books that you have, and like I see you sit down with them and like 2 days later, you're like, oh, I read the whole series. I don't understand how you do it. Actually, I don't think I've completed a whole book in the last 20 years. Oh, actually, no, that's a lie because I did read a whole book recently.
Oh, what book was it?
It was A Safe Girl to Love by Casey Plett.
Oh, amazing. She's local.
Yeah, Casey Plett is actually is a local Winnipegger. A legend. And actually when I bought the book, I bought it from the McNally on Grant at like Grant Park Mall, and everybody, like 4 of the staff came over and they're like, oh, we love Casey Plett, she's amazing.
I'm so jealous. I always, as a bookish person, hope that the bookseller will make like a nice comment about the book that I'm buying. So you've completely lived my dream as a non-bookish person. But I have a solution for you. If you're really not into big, thick fantasy novels, there is this incredible author named Nevo. And she writes The Singing Hill Cycle. There are these incredible standalone novellas that center around a non-binary cleric chi. They're awesome. Rich. They're fantastic. They are so atmospheric. One of my favorite books in The Singing Hill Cycle is The Brides of High Hill. So all the books center around the cleric chi, and in this one, they are accompanying a beautiful young bride to her wedding to an aging lord at a crumbling estate situated at the crossroads of a dead empire. Now, it's got these really great, like, almost like horror light, bit of revenge, like really revenge on a man and these intergenerational curses. I don't want to spoil it, but if you're looking for something short and a little on the horror side, I feel like it's a great one to dip your toes into. And it's not very long. It's, I believe, under 200 pages.
Our partner Joey was watching Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of a similar theme to that, where there's a young woman in the royal world or the high society or whatever, and is pregnant. And before she can have anybody in society find out about that, because it's so bad to have that happen. They're trying to marry her off to somebody, and just about anybody, and they found this like crusty old dude and trying to marry her off to this crusty old dude. But I don't know, I think that kind of idea is like, that'd be really terrible. I can't think of anything worse than being married off to some crusty old man.
And it's so great because the bride in this story is so willing and excited. So it really just opens up this topsy-turvy situation once they get into this crumbling kingdom. And the ruler's brother is raving in the middle of the night and very manic. So there's very much this like weird topsy-turvy feeling within the book. So it's got definitely I think it's exactly that, where it's like you got this like feeling from this beautiful girl is unfortunately having to marry this old guy, but you know, not everything is as it seems.
Okay, well, I've got a song for that. I've got Poor Boy by the Regrets.
Telling you to shut your mouth. True telling will never help. Pick up your head and smile, pretty girl. Cause there's a lot of water and a lot of words. So push it under and give me that twirl. Silence is the perfect sound for the man that tried to hold you down.
Jessica John's debut, Bad Cree, features Mackenzie, who is haunted by a terrifying nightmare and racked with guilt about her sister's untimely death, and returns to her home reserve to reconnect with her land and culture. Really, the big themes in this novel are being hunted and reconnecting with family and culture on traditional indigenous lands.
Oh, yeah, okay. That immediately brings to mind probably one of my all-time favorite like all-time favorite like thrash metal band, Sepultura. Mm-hmm. Sepultura was this band that like the members of the band like kind of grew up in like Brazilian city life and later in their lives and like throughout their music careers they've managed to reconnect with a lot of the tribal culture, their ancestry, their tribal culture, and they're like a very powerful band that brings a lot of those influences into their music. And actually the song that I've got for you is literally called The Hunt, and I think that the themes of this song really match up a lot with the book.
I'm really excited to hear this one.
Yeah, let's do this one. So Chance, you've read a lot of fantasy, and like some of the themes of the books, I think really badass, really metal. But like, what is the weirdest book you've ever read?
Oh my gosh, that's such a great question. And the immediate thought goes to The Dawn Hounds by trans author Sasha Stronach. Now, if the author of the Locked Tomb series says that your book is really weird and queer, it's really weird and queer. So it's a Maori-inspired debut fantasy about a lowly police officer who is murdered, brought back to life with a mysterious new power, and tasked with protecting her city from an insidious evil threatening to destroy it. There is so much going on with this book. There is mushroom-based cities. There's pirates. It's so great, and it's so unique. I have never read anything like it. She's definitely an author that you have to watch for. Now, the big themes in this book is very much on the ACAB side. Lots of mushrooms, very anti-hero. It's absolutely out of this world.
That's really interesting. This is a tough one, honestly. Okay, so I thought about this one quite a bit for the last little while when you were giving me the notes about what we were going to do. And this is honestly one that I struggled with quite a bit because, like, matching the themes up to the things, trying to match the vibe, you know?
It's a hard one.
It is. This is a really hard one. But you know what? I think I absolutely ripped this one. I got Buried Alive by Turbo Negro.
I'm excited to hear how this is going to pair with that absolute kaleidoscope of a book.
Okay, we're going to run with this.
You absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah. You absolutely nail on the head. Only you could do that.
I don't know. I feel like it's a... I hear the themes of the book and, like, the general vibe of the book. And then, like, I'll get an idea on an artist. And, like, I pick into the artist and I'm like, oh, this is why I had that idea of that artist. Because I know the perfect song for this one. I'm like, this is it right here.
Every single time during the music, we were kind of chatting and Megan pulled up the lyrics and I was completely blown away. And I said, that's exactly what happened in the book. How did you do that? You've never read the book.
I've never read the book, but I can usually tie it in pretty good with the music. Like, I'm super passionate about music and, like, I love to know what my songs are about and like, I don't know. I have to hear the lyrics and read them at the same time in order to understand what people are saying. Cause I have a little bit of, like, I wouldn't say like, any level of disability on it, but, I have a hard time understanding what they're saying sometimes, unless I'm reading it while they're singing it. Mm-hmm. And then once I know what the lyrics are, they're burned in for life and I can pull that back on recall anytime. So
love that. Only you could do it. All bow down to make punk.
So you've got a couple of book clubs coming up, and it looks like they're an ongoing thing. And why don't you tell us a little bit about those? We'll recap that information we threw out in the beginning.
Absolutely. So join the fellowship, nerd. Our first one is Dark and Stormy Nights for lovers of queer horror and dark fantasy. It is a monthly book club hosted by Ravens End Book, and it's the first Tuesday of the month. Our first book is Camp Damascus by the infamous Chuck Tingle.
Joe Talbot.
You can join the read-along on StoryGraph, or you can come to our first book club, which is by drop-in on Tuesday, September 3rd at Ravens End Books. You can also order Camp Damascus from Ravens End Books and receive 10% off your order. Now, if fantasy is more your style, we have Fellowship of Fables Queer Fantasy Book Club hosted by Willow Press. It's the first Wednesday of the month, starting on August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. Our first novel is the aforementioned Cozy Fantasy Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. Sign up on Eventbrite through my profile at Chance Reads Fantasy on Instagram, where the StoryGraph Book Club and Buddy Read will now be posted. Order Legends and Lattes from Willow Press and receive 10% off your order.
That's super awesome. I think I'm going to sign up.
Absolutely. I'd be really happy to see you there. We'll get you two books in a year.
I'm definitely going to try that out. I for sure want to come to the Legends and Lattes. I want to read it. I think it would be a really good book.
It's a good book. And we're also doing a bit of a potluck. So it's going to be themed items from the book. So lots of delicious cafe items. I'm personally making these lemon rosemary lavender scones.
Can I dress as Viv and serve drinks?
That's all I would ever want you to do.
That sounds super awesome. I can't wait for it. I'm super looking forward to it. I hope you all enjoyed our special episode of Meg Punk this evening. Tune in every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. to 8, and get your fill of queercore, trans representation, and music. And I play whatever I want, and I do whatever I want on the radio, and it's pretty cool. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Still love you in Tennessee, you're always on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away, saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm a DIY DJ, and you can be one too. This is Listener Driven Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is Circle One every Sunday at 8 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Sunday Night Punk with Spanky Boy, Mean Man, and Tiny O.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair Education and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with dozens of schools throughout Winnipeg to offer Earn a Bike, an 8-week program for teens to learn to rebuild a bike from scratch and take it home with them at the end of program completion. Are you a teacher who wants to bring Earn a Bike to your school? Get in touch. Check out thewrench.ca and look for Earn a Bike. We can't wait to work with you.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.